Never, never utter a joke that has not been approved by the guild. Who are you to decide what is amusing? Marry, let the untutored giggle at unskilled banter. It is the laughter of the ignorant. Never, never, never let me catch you joculating again.
After that, he'd gone back to learning the 383 guild-approved jokes, which was bad enough, and the glossary, which was a lot bigger and much worse. And then he'd been sent to Ankh, and there, in the bare, severe rooms, he'd found that there were books other than the great, heavy, brass-bound monster fun book. There was a whole circular world out there, full of weird places and people doing interesting things, like singing. He could hear singing. He raised his head cautiously and jumped at the tinkle of the bells on his cap. He gripped the hated things hurriedly. The singing went on. The fool peeped cautiously through the drift of meadowsweet that was providing him with perfect concealment. The singing wasn't particularly good. The only word the singer appeared to know was la, which he was making it work hard. The general tune gave the impression that the singer believed that people were supposed to sing la 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 in certain circumstances and was determined to do what the world expected of her. The fool risked raising his head a little further and saw Magrat for the first time. She had stopped dancing rather self-consciously through the narrow meadow and was trying to plait some daisies in her hair without much success. The fool held his breath. On long nights on the hard flagstones, he had dreamed of women like her. Although, if he really thought about it, not much like her. They were better endowed around the chest. Their noses weren't so red and pointed, and their hair tended to flow more. But the fool's libido was bright enough to tell the difference between the impossible and the conceivably attainable, and hurriedly cut in some filter circuits. Magrat was picking flowers and talking to them. The fool strained to hear.
"Here's woolly felwort," she said, "and treacle worm seed, which is for inflammation of the ears."
Even Nanny Og, who took a fairly cheerful view of the world, would have been hard put to say anything complimentary about Magrat's voice, but it fell on the fool's ears like blossom.
"And five-leaved false mandrake, sovereign against fluxes of the bladder. Ah, and here's old man's frog bit. That's for constipation."
The fool stood up sheepishly, in a carrion of jingles. To Magrat, it was as if the meadow, hitherto supporting nothing more hazardous than clouds of pale blue butterflies and a few self-employed bumblebees, had sprouted a large red and yellow demon. It was opening and shutting its mouth. It had three menacing horns. An urgent voice at the back of her mind said, "You should run away now, like a timid gazelle. This is the accepted action in these circumstances." Common sense intervened. In her most optimistic moments, Magrat would not have compared herself to a gazelle, timid or otherwise. Besides, it added, the basic snag about running away like a timid gazelle was that in all probability she would easily outdistance him.
End of CD 3.